Alrighty, welcome back to episode 8 of The Sword. My name is Cam Yee, and I'm going to be hosting today. Our big question is, how do college decisions affect seniors? So I'm here today with Gio Ortega,
hello.
Oh my gosh, and Ms. Canales, who is the Westmont College Center and Careers Director?
College and Career Specialist, okay, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking a lot about college today because obviously March and April is kind of the time of college decisions and
stress.
Rejections and stress for everybody. So we're just going to ask a few questions today regarding like seniors, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out where people are wanting to go, mm-hmm. and then just dealing with rejection as well.
And just kind of, you know, experiences just from what you've seen, even like from you being in high school and being in college and having to go through this exact process.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first question is there any advice that you have for seniors trying to figure out where to go? Like they're having trouble picking between two different colleges, or there's a lot of ups and downs about one, or they just can't figure it out right now.
So my advice for seniors who are in the middle of, you know, receiving decisions and they're not really sure of where to go, you kind of have to find where the Venn diagram is, where everything kind of coincides,
yes.
of the whatever you're interested in, if you already know kind of like what your focus is going to be. There are some students who know like biology, like right away. Mm-hmm. Other students are like, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just vibing for the first 2 years and I'll figure it out. So it's got to be a place that allows you to do that, first of all, has something that interests you. And honestly, sometimes the decision maker is the money, how much it costs in order to attend. If you've received financial aid, can you afford it? And then outside of those costs, right, that's always a big one of those things. Like,
yes,
I want to go there,
sure.
but can I afford it? And then another factor is, do you see yourself there? There are some students who are applying to places they definitely want to go, but I wouldn't say that they necessarily see themselves as part of that campus, as part of that culture.
Yeah.
It's more of, oh, well, this is just obviously all of my friends are applying to UCs,
yeah.
so I want to apply too. I don't want to be left behind. You never know. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in order to decide, you have to be able to picture yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
What's really helpful is to take some time. If any juniors are listening to this, then you can take the time and plan for next year. During these breaks, like we have President's Week, we have spring break,
mm-hmm.
go visit campuses, make an appointment and take that tour. And if you're walking around the campus and you're like, whoa, like, I can see myself here,
yeah.
you know? And if you go and you are deeply unimpressed with everything that is being presented,
yeah.
maybe it's not the place for you. So it's got to be kind of like the convergence of all of those things. Does it offer what I'm looking for? How much does it cost and can I afford it? And do I see myself there? Do I see myself being part of that campus, that culture? Because these campuses are a community in of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to be a part of that? Do you want to participate in that or be around that?
Yeah. No, that's really good advice because I'm also struggling and picking between two colleges. And what you said in the beginning, like a Venn diagram, that makes so much sense to me. And it's like, oh, that totally makes sense. Just like figuring out the facts and like figure out the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So just
yeah.
trying to make it all organized and have a little chart so it's really easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really good advice for sure because I've definitely, it's just like, oh, I'm trying to figure out in my head and it's just like, oh, I still don't know and
mm-hmm.
I'm like forgetting things and it's like, oh my gosh, that's so much information to handle
yes.
at one time.
Sometimes putting it in a visual way, like
mm-hmm.
I'll say a Venn diagram, but whatever way works for you,
yeah.
make yourself a column, pros and cons,
mm-hmm.
and just visually see where all the chips fall. And obviously,
yeah.
if you've got the support of your parents, guardians,
yeah.
classmates, teachers, talk
mm-hmm.
to them and say like, well, this is what I've got going on.
Yeah.
What do you think? Ultimately, the decision is your own.
Mm-hmm.
You get to decide what kind of like pathway, what direction you're taking your future in at this
yeah.
point in your life. It's you know, a lot of pressure because it feels like this is the decision of the rest of my life. And to be honest, that's not true. It's just going to kind of inform these next few years. Mm-hmm. You'll get to another benchmark and you'll have another crossroads and you'll have to do the same thing. Do I see myself here? Is this something that financially makes sense to me? And is this in alignment with my hopes and my dreams?
Yeah. That was so inspiring. So touched right
now.
No,
and I feel like, especially listening, like, I'm a junior myself, mm-hmm. and I think, obviously, I mean, I know a lot of my fellow peers, like, we all are thinking about college, mm-hmm. but, like, again, it's sort of really stressful, because, I mean, this is, like, I feel like junior year is the year that you have to start thinking about, like, okay, do I want to not go to college, do I want to go to college, do I want to enlist, there's mm-hmm. just so many different opportunities, so... Mm-hmm. I find that really amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And we'll be talking soon, junior class, generally to the end of the semester. We'll be meeting with you, meeting with your parents and your guardians to talk about that timeline and what you're supposed to be doing in quotation marks or what options are available to you in terms of that college search. And then by the time you get to these decisions, you are there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our next question is, like, on the other hand, like, there's decisions, but there's also rejections. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people have been struggling with, especially because the 2007, like, 2025 class has been so big.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for seniors facing rejection from colleges?
So, it's tough, and it's okay. Feel your feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. Being told no is just a reality of life. Because this feels like the decision, mm-hmm. it really feels like lots of doors are being closed.
Yeah.
But the reality is that you have options. You have lots of options. And if you want to take one thing away from this conversation, you guys here and anybody who's listening, it'll just be that it just doesn't stop there. There's these colleges that are very competitive to get into. Their admittance rate is very low. And, you know, you might see a couple of your classmates get in, and then, you know, it happens that it's like, oh, well, I got in, but I'm not going. And then you're sitting there and you're like, you definitely didn't get in. Mm-hmm. What didn't I do? Don't take it as a personal failing on your part that you didn't get into the college that you were trying to get into. Take it as a call to you to look into your other options and find other pathways to get to where you want. One of the many spiels of the counseling team, right, is that community college is an option. If you are a student who is interested in going to UC or going to Cal State, there are many transfer pathways and even transfer guaranteed pathways in order to get to the place that you want. I think taking a step back and taking a look at all of the work that you've done and reminding yourself that you need to be, you should be proud of everything that you've done and that it's not a personal reflection on you whether you get rejected or not, but keeping space for that disappointment, but also continuing to stay hopeful that you will get to where you want to be, whether it's transfer pathway, whether we're going in a different direction, or whether we just need to take a break. We're going to take a gap year to hang out and recover emotionally and then try it again next year.
Yeah.
So it depends on the student. It depends on, right, the family unit and what those values on education are. But ultimately, that's it. Just try your best not to take it personally and mm-hmm. take it in stride whenever you're ready to talk. I'm here in the College and Career Center.
Yeah. No, that was definitely really touching because I got rejected from my dream college, and it was something that, like, was so, it felt so raw, mm-hmm. and it was just, I felt so kind of definitely disappointed, but also I didn't feel good about myself because mm-hmm. I was, like, turning it over in my head. I was like, what did I do wrong? Was it my essays? Was it my GPA? What did I do?
Yeah.
And, like, what could I have done better if
mm-hmm.
I tried harder, if I got better grades? And it's just, I feel like that's something that all seniors, no matter, like, what type of college that you get rejected from,
mm-hmm.
that's something that just turns around, and it's kind of natural to feel something like that. And that's just, you need to figure out how to, like, just listening to what you were saying right now, just figuring out how to leave space for that disappointment, like
mm-hmm.
you said, but also figure out how to get past it. And I think that's something that definitely takes a little bit of time. I think it took me, like, a few weeks, I have to say.
The process
just
is
to feel it.
Yeah, the process is mysterious. It's very nebulous.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're looking at. You can only submit everything that you've done up to this point, and you don't really get a reason why. Yeah. And that's really hard to contend with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, have your feelings about it. Just try to do things that really fulfill you. Mm-hmm. Coming from the college and career counselor, this is like, but it's not everything. And just remember that, Nick. Take a step back. Remember that this isn't the everything of your life. This is just one decision that affects you for the next few years, but you do have options to get to where you want to go. And it also doesn't matter where you start. It really matters where you finish. Students who are interested in getting a degree from a specific university, you know, there's always a chance for you to get back in there. And if your pathway is like a little bit all over the place, like if you start at one place, transferred again, at the end of the day, the degree that you get will say where you graduated.
Yeah.
And then if that's what you're looking for, if you want that degree to open up those doors for you, you've got it.
Exactly.
You've got
it.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that's, again, so touching to hear, because my junior and sophomore years, I was definitely like, I knew that I wanted to go to a UC and I was so set on it. I had no idea why, but I was like determined to get into a good college. And I was just like killing myself over grades and activities and all that stuff. And I wish that somebody had told me that it's okay that not to get into places. Like, it's not a reflection on you. Colleges are weird. Like, sometimes they might not even look at your application when they might reject you.
Right.
Who knows?
And that's work that you can start doing as a junior as well, keeping that in perspective and, like, accepting that something might not go as you planned it. I think we do really get in our heads of, like, I've done my best, and there's nothing that can happen without exception. I'm going to get accepted. And I think coming down from that is really hard. Mm-hmm. So laying out that groundwork for yourself as a junior, managing those expectations, understanding the process and the options that you have, it just is a favor to yourself and your own mental well-being to not, you know, put all of your personal value on an application.
Yeah. I just feel like there's such a stipulation, like there's such like a thing, like a pressure. I think specifically for California residents, like there's such like a pressure to like get into a UC. Yes. Like UCs are like everything. And I feel like I mean, kind of just like what we've been saying, like, I'm just going to repeat what we've been saying. It's not, I mean, like you said, it's not everything. Especially, I think, like De Anza, I keep repeating what you're saying, but it's so true. Like, there's such this, like, thing about UCs, and, like, I get, UCs are good colleges, like, objectively speaking, they're good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good if you get into one. But, I mean, you know, it's not for everyone.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, again, it's, I feel like, our brains, like, especially with, like, social media and everybody just saying everything, is just, like, you need to get into a good college or else you won't be set for life.
Yeah.
Or, like, you won't... And I think that's something that Westmont has been doing good at kind of destigmatizing, because you have all these sessions and you give so much information to all the students about the different pathways, and I think that's something that's extremely valuable. Mm-hmm. And I really like thank you so much
for
doing that.
And the college and career stuff, there's so much readiness here. Like, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I mean, I think a lot of people, like, we don't necessarily take advantage of it, but there are so many. Like, there's obviously you who, like, is here to, like, individually talk, and then there's obviously, like, online resources, and then we have college and career fairs and pathways and just stuff like that. So I just, it's amazing that we have that.
Yeah, trying to find that space in between the pressure that you've put on yourself, the pressure that has been put on you, maybe subconsciously through your family, friends, classmates, the classes that you're taking, and then always making sure to keep that perspective is just helpful. College is important. Getting degrees and getting out in the world and being able to work and maintain yourself and sustain yourself as a grown-up, following your passions, trying to have, like, right, as full of a life as you can. Those things are important. College degrees are really helpful in opening those doors for you, but other people have managed to eke out an existence too, you know?
Yeah.
So you got this. It's just, if anything, it's just like, you got this. It might seem like you don't got this now, but you definitely got this. Take it from me, and take it from all of the adults in your life. All of them have had, at some point, have to make a pivot.
Yeah.
Have had to pivot and be like, oh, that's not going to work out. Let's try this. And we make it work.
Yeah.
And so will you.
Oh my gosh.
You got this, Cammy.
This is something that, like, I totally wish that I had when I was, like, a junior, sophomore. So I'm hoping that for everybody listening, that you take this And use it as a resource, because this is something that, coming from a senior who has now went through the entire college process and the most experienced college counselor who has the most great things to say. So thank you, everybody, so much for listening, and please come visit
the
College Career Center.
You want to give yourself, like, a little plug?
Sure. So, yeah. So, you can make an appointment with me. Go find the school bulletin, and you will see that make an appointment here. You can also swing by your counselor's office, swing by my office. There's a QR code that you can scan and just take a little bit of time to talk about whatever you want. I get students in here sit down and immediately start crying because the pressure is just so great, and then other people are like, this is what I'm interested in, can you help me get started? Don't come to this office without any work done. So if you I want to help you get your journey started. I want to help you along your journey, but ultimately it is your journey, and you do have to take the reins and figure out what it is that you want to do, and I'm there to support you the whole way.
Thank you
so much. It was a great talking to you.
Thank you so much.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. Shwing.